Later that week, you visit a ward filled with children with hydrocephalus. You learn that most have been waiting for months for the chance to get a VP shunt, but the availability of the neurosurgeons is limited. Many of the parents call to you when you walk in the room, as they think you may be the doctor who can help their child. How might you feel knowing that children at your home institution would have never gone this long without repair? Sad? Frustrated? Angry? You again approach your friend from the local residency program and ask about the children waiting. He explains that they have only one neurosurgeon, and since so many of the children with hydrocephalus need not just a shunt placement, but dozens of revisions over the years, the burden of that disease can be too much for the families and the medical system to support. You struggle with what to do with this information. You'd thought about asking one of the neurosurgeons from your home institution to fly in and repair all the children in 1 week, but what about if and when they need a revision or have an infected shunt? You begin to realize that your initial reactions to frustration at lack of resources may be more complex than you'd first thought.